All right, let's get started. We'll start with the pledge. Pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First order of business is the minutes from the May 26th meeting. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to accept the May 26th minutes.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next are monthly revenue reports, building and zoning, $47,263.64. Public Works, $8,921.50. Highway, $900. Justice Sullivan Basaglia, $13,112. Justice O'Hare, $13,938. Recreation, $13,476.55. And the town clerk, $970.11. Do I have a motion to accept the monthly?
Joe will make that motion.
Second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. No correspondence. So we'll start with public hearing for the solar energy system law modifications. Do I have a motion to, let's see, wait a minute. Yeah, do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to open the public
hearing. I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Do we have any questions or comments from the public regarding the amended solar law? Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close.
I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Do I have a motion to accept the environmental assessment form?
So moved, Joe.
I'll second that.
Second by Richie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Do I have a motion to make a negative declaration for this action?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for the neg deck.
Do I have a second?
Richie will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. And lastly, do I have a resolution to adopt the local law?
I'll make that motion. Ed Jessup will make the motion.
Joe Luna, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is the public hearing for standards for special permits. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Do I have any questions or comments regarding modification of this law? Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Do I have a motion to accept the environmental assessment form for this action?
I'll make that motion to accept the...
And Joe seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. And do I have a motion to adopt the negative declaration?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to accept the neg deck.
Second.
No seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second.
Second was Joe.
Thank you.
And finally, do I have a motion for the resolution of adoption of the special permits local law?
Ed Jessup will make that motion to accept that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next up is resolution of adoption of the modified ethics law. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
You open a public hearing?
Do I have a motion to open the public hearing for the modified ethics law?
Yep.
Okay. So moved.
I'll second Joe's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any comments or questions about the modification to the ethics law? Do I have a motion to close?
I'll make the motion to close. Ed Jessup.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And now do I have a motion to adopt the modified ethics law?
Joe Luna.
I'll second Joe's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right, next up is a request from the building inspector. This is the usual building permit that's been canceled. looking to return $120 of the $135 collected while keeping a $15 administrative fee. Joe made the motion. Ed seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up, we have a request from the LaGrange Lacrosse Club. They're asking that we waive the fee for the use of the park because they're using it as a clothing drive for to raise money for the Sparrow's Nets, which is a local charity. Do I have a motion to waive the fee?
So moved.
Looks like Joe made the motion. I think Rich was seconded.
Excuse me?
Yep.
There was no fee associated. They just want use of the park permission because there's no fee at Stringham Park.
No.
Okay.
So it's just a motion to be present at the park to have the fundraiser.
Okay, fine. That works.
I think I'm going to stick to waiving the fees since their note asked for that, and we do have fees for people using the park. So I think I'm going to stick to the original motion to approve them using the park and waiving the fee.
Okay.
Okay, Ed Jessup will make that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Committee reports. Anything from CAC?
Okay. The CAC is wondering or requesting use of the town hall. Will that be open for the public in November? Do you know, like?
In November?
Yeah. They want to hold their... remember every year they run a repair cafe?
And they're asking whether they can use it in November?
Yes.
God, I hope so, I think is the answer.
Okay.
I anticipate that most of the restrictions on numbers of people and so forth are going to be lifted way before that. So I think that's safe to say, sure, they can use that.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Anything from highway? Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Recreation? Open space?
No.
Any town board comments at this time?
No.
Anything from the town attorney?
Nothing.
Do I have a motion open for public comment?
Ed Jessup will make that motion.
Second.
Second by Joe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Are there any questions or comments from the public?
I have a question. Good evening. Sure. I'm Sean Thompson. Yep. Can you speak about why the park at Knox and Corners has been turned into a construction site for the non-approved commercial project that's taking place there? Meaning, how are the contractors that are working there at their own risk when the site is red tagged by the town and the DEC? And where is the wastewater going?
Thank you. I can answer all of those, I think. First of all, it's not a park. It's a privately owned parcel. Second of all, there is a project in front of the planning board, which, as you indicate, has not been approved as of yet.
There's signs out there.
They asked the planning board for approval to do specific work on the site at their own risk, which means if the project ultimately isn't approved, then they spent the money on that work for no reason. The work was related to things that were required to meet DEC requirements and concerns related to endangered species, namely turtles and or bats. Both of those require work to be done prior to nesting season. And so they asked whether they could do that limited work so that they wouldn't lose the entire building season, and they were given approvals to do that. It was red tagged with a stop work order because the silt fence that was required as part of that was put in and not put in according to specifications. And so They were served with a stop work order, which required them to stop all work with the exception of the work that was ordered to remedy that situation. There's a little bit of a confusing here because part of the stop work order actually involves ordering them to do work, which is seems contrary, but the work is actually to remedy the violation. And so they were ordered to fix the salt fence and that, or the silt fence. And that was that's the work that was being done while the stop work order was on there. And once they finished and remedied that silt fence to protect the stream, then the stop work order was lifted and they could complete the limited amount of work. Okay. My understanding is they've finished everything that they had been authorized to do and haven't been there for some time. And there shouldn't be any further work on that parcel until further approvals, which I would anticipate would be final approval of the entire project.
So but where is the wastewater for that going? Is it going to be city sewer or is it going, how is that going to work? Because the main thing is,
I'm going to dodge the question slightly and then give you my best opinion on it. The reason I'm dodging it is because that would be part of the final approvals associated with the project. The final solution would have to be authorized by the Dutchess County Department of Health, and they're way away from that. So the quick answer is that solution hasn't been finally determined and approved by anybody yet. I do know this, the proposed solution will not be anything like municipal sewer or anything like that. So we're talking about underground septic systems subject to approval by the County Department of Health.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure. Any other questions or concerns? Do I have a motion to close the public comment period?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to close the public comment session.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. In your package for town board discussion, we have three separate filming requests to do filming in the town. I'm not sure I have all three of the applications.
Alan, there's no applications for the other two. I just needed to know what the fee schedule that you have already established should be for, if it goes through, for the two that are going to actually be on town property for a period of several days versus the other film, which is just on Titusville Road.
Okay, so we'll start with the ones that are actually being filmed. They're being filmed on town property, correct?
The Hulu has not put in a definite application, okay. But I just want to know, am I charging the full fee because it's a private production? It's just the difference between that and the other one is several hours versus like a couple of days.
Yeah.
You have $1,000 versus a $2,500 a day fee.
Right. I think I'm going to go with the answer is that Hulu is not a small operation. I would consider that they meet the definition in our law of a major film production company. And so I think they get charged the $2,500 a day because they're going to be filming on town property and they're a major film production company.
The other one is HBO.
Pardon me?
The other one is HBO.
And HBO is the one that's looking to film for a couple hours on Titusville Road, right?
Correct, yes. So I was thinking the $1,000 plus the $50 application and the $200 guarantee for cleanup
deposit.
Well, HBO is obviously a major commercial production. On the other hand, they're not filming for an entire day. And right. I'm not sure Titusville Road satisfies the definition of public property, at least not our intent, I don't think. So I'm not sure.
Well, that's where I need guidance.
Yeah. And you're thinking 1,000 rather than 2,500?
Actually, I was thinking 1,500 plus we have the $50 administrative fee.
But excuse me.
Yeah, that's not one of the options.
We don't have that in the fee schedule. We have 1,000 plus $50 application plus $200 cleanup.
Mine has actually 1500 is the low. Okay, I'm fine with 1000 if that's what you wanted to charge.
Yeah, so you have a total of 1200 with the 200 cleanup.
Yeah.
I have basic filming on public property per day, $1,000, including a $50 application and no less than $200 cleanup deposit, which is refundable.
Okay.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Are we going to go?
All right, I'm good with that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks. Is there anything else the town board wants to discuss? Hey, Mark, you said you'd like the fire department to have the dates of that filming. Is that what you said?
Yes, dates, locations, and times for EMS and fire purposes.
Christine, once we get applications in, we should have all that information, right?
Yes, I told him I'm going to be faxing the the HBO tomorrow to him because I have a definite date. The other ones are pending.
Okay, and do we, just as a matter of information, do we notify police agencies that's going on as well?
The Sheriff's Department, I have an email, they've been notified.
Okay.
Kelly is coordinating the payment on that.
All right, so my recommendation would be we ought to add the fire company to the normal notification whenever we get these then.
Absolutely. Great.
And Mr. Chairman, if we could also find out if there's going to be any road closures for any period of time at all, if you don't mind.
I don't believe that might be true on Titusville.
Supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
On Titusville, they will be closed. The Sheriff's Department is being secured with two deputies to close that portion of roadway from, it was, I believe, 7 to 11. I will confirm, Mark, and let you know tomorrow.
Thank you, Kelly.
Confirmed because they have a filming crew that'll be utilizing that strip of road.
Mark, the reason you want to know that is because you need to know if the road's closed in case your equipment needs to go, right?
Correct. The EMS routing and fire equipment routing.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Kelly, is that 7 to 11 p.m.?
No, it's just in the morning.
Okay.
A.m.
Okay.
Correct. And actually, I'm going to add a notation too to contact the school district because I think that's going to impede on busing. So I will let them know.
That was my thought too. I think going forward, I'm going to have to amend that form, the application, because we don't have a spot there for the fire department or for the school district or anybody that might be impacted.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried.
Good night, folks. Stay safe.
Have a good night.